Let's check in with our contestants. Vanessa Conkle, you were attacked by a wild turkey in your backyard when you were 7.
Yeah, upstate New York problems.
How has that affected you now?
I love Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah.
So. Right, because you're like, you deserve it every time, right?
Those beady little eyes, and I get to...
eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you stronger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jess, speaking of horror, Jesse Gillen, you are a big horror movie fan, but you pointed out that you were a big fan as a toddler.
Yes, I truly enjoyed watching Poltergeist, Gremlins, The Shining, probably movies you shouldn't watch when you're 3 to 5 years old. Yeah.
Unsupervised? Or
My mom said she'd watch me and I looked completely fine and didn't have nightmares, so, you know.
Yes. So now you get to play one of our favorite guessing games. It's called This, That, or the Other. I'm going to give you a title, and you just have to tell me which of 3 categories it fits into. And today's categories are inspired by the phrase, once in a lifetime, which is the title of a Talking Head song, and a tagline for a WWE WrestleMania spectacular, and it is the title of a book by the Beach Read author Daniel Steele. So you may ask yourself, what are those categories again? They are Talking Head song, WrestleMania tagline, or Daniel Steele novel. Okay, we're gonna alternate back and forth, so no need to buzz in. Vanessa, you won the last game, so if you win this, you're going to the final round. All right, Jesse, we'll start with you. Power play.
WrestleMania?
That is a good guess, but it is wrong. Vanessa, can you steal?
Is that the title of a book?
Our categories are...
Oh.
Talking Head song, WrestleMania, or Daniel Steele novel?
Daniel. Let's go with Daniel.
Daniel Steele is correct, actually. Okay, Vanessa, dare to dream.
Oh, boy. That's definitely not wrestling, I hope. Let's go with Daniel again.
Daniel Steele?
Yeah.
Seems like a good choice, but that is incorrect. Jesse, can you steal?
Talking Head song?
No, that is WrestleMania.
Are you serious?
Yes. Jesse, slippery people.
Talking Heads.
Yes, it is. Would be a great WrestleMania, though, seriously. Vanessa, the raging climax.
Wrestling.
Yes, that's okay. WrestleMania. Oh, yeah, it is the premise of every Daniel Steele book.
It does feel a little bit on the nose for a Daniel Steele
yeah,
novel.
Yeah, right,
say.
Exactly. Okay, this is your last set of clues. Jesse, heat, as in heat with an exclamation point.
WrestleMania?
Oh, yeah, that is WrestleMania. Talking Heads, it would be called, like, turn down the heat or something like that. Vanessa, stay hungry.
Daniel Steele.
Incorrect, I'm sorry. Jesse, can you steal?
Talking Heads.
Yeah, Talking Heads is correct. That's right. Puzziger Archung, how did our contestants do?
They both did great. Jesse, congratulations. You've tied it up, and we're moving to a tiebreaker round. All right, we are tied 1 game apiece, so it's time for a quick game 3. I'm going to give you a category, and you'll go back and forth naming things that fall into that category. The first contestant to mess up, either by guessing incorrectly, repeating an answer, or taking too long, will be eliminated. You have to buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. As of 2016, 10 celebrities have served as coaches on the NBC singing competition show The Voice. Name them. Vanessa, you're first.
Alicia Keys.
That is correct. So now to Jesse.
Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera, also correct.
Adam Levine.
Correct. Jesse.
Ben Folds.
No, I'm sorry. That's a different show.
Oh, okay. Congratulations. I knew he was on a show.
Sorry. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. That was a different show. Vanessa, congratulations. You're moving on to the final round.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Vanessa in her final round at the end of the show. And the man behind Alexander Hamilton is waiting in the wings for us. Javier Munoz will join us for a quiz on POTUS pets. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.